From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Indonesia raids several locations looking for perpetrators connected to the first attack by Islamic State there. Indonesian police say a suspected terrorist was killed and at least two others were arrested on Friday. Police conducted multiple raids in the wake of the downtown Jakarta attack. Some of those targeted in the raids were linked to the Islamic State, which has claimed responsibility for Thursday's violence. The country's president, meanwhile, was seeking to downplay the seriousness of the attack, saying that life has returned largely to normal. Two civilians and five assailants died in the violence. The United Nations Human Rights Chief has spoken out against increasing violence in Burundi. The UN Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, said in a statement that all the alarm signals, including the increasing ethnic dimension of the crisis, are flashing red. Spokesman Rupert Colville said in Geneva that increasing ethnic violence is a cause of deep concern.
We've also received numerous allegations that during the initial search operations on the 11th and 12th of December in five neighborhoods of Bujumbura, police and army forces arrested considerable numbers of young men, many of whom were later tortured, killed, or taken to unknown destinations. Members of the Imbonerakure militia reportedly took part in these operations.
Burundi has been in crisis since late April when its president, Pierre Nkurunziza, announced that he would run for a third term in office. That sparked political demonstrations that were met by violence by security forces. This is VOA News.